This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, the Duggar story continues, and it's an important one. The Quiverful movement is a cult, and it is part of the Christian patriarchy movement, and they're all working together with a number of religious extremist organizations with the goal of reducing women's access not just to her own reproductive decision-making, but to reduce women's rights in general. They all recognize, however, that if women have no rights over their ability to reproduce, they don't have any rights at all. Most women who are constantly pregnant with child after child are going to have a hard time having a career unless they get their own reality television series. The Christian patriarchy movement is rooted in the darkest and ugliest misogyny there is. It also seems to have connections to dominionist ideas. The idea in the Quiverful movement is not that women should just reproduce because it's the godly thing to do and that birth control is wrong. The idea is that women are producing warriors for God. They're outbreeding all the wrong kind of people, namely anyone who doesn't share their extremist ideas. They believe that people like them should be in charge politically. And they tend to be very active politically, as we've seen with the Duggar family, who have strong ties to politicians in Arkansas, including Mike Huckabee, who continues to be a steadfast supporter of them. Women in the Quiverful movement are taught a lot of nonsense. And on Sex Science Sunday, we're going to talk about some of the ridiculous things that women in Quiverful are being taught, along with some of the other ridiculous, religiously inspired things that are taught in abstinence-only education. They are not just anti-contraception for themselves, they are anti-contraception for everyone. And these beliefs are very, very extreme. A speaker at the Pro-Life Action League conference said that the potential lives lost through contraception amount to a 9/11 every single day. The Quiverful cult is closely allied with the so-called pro-life movement. They talk about billions of lives lost, because they're also including potential lives, because women are using contraception and sterilization. They base their numbers based on a woman's reproductive possibilities, not the number of children she might actually want to have. To these religious extremists, women are simply baby incubators. As we have seen, these people are unbelievably extreme, but they're winning at the Supreme Court. The owners of Hobby Lobby, who won that Supreme Court case, are major funders of Paul Gothard, who eventually had to resign from his post because of sexual harassment and covering up child abuse, but he is the guy who provided educational materials used by the Duggar family and was a close family friend. So here's some basics about Quiverful beliefs that you also find in the patriarchal Christian movement. First of all, have tons of kids. We know that one. We also know that the husband and father rules the home. Absolutely. What he says goes. And any failure to obey is a sin. Then we've got education. The Duggar children have gotten an education that is worse than no education. There's a lot of websites that cover the educational materials that the Duggars use and other homeschoolers use, filled with so much misinformation, especially bad science, that your mind will almost explode just from reading it. It is harder to unlearn stuff than it is to learn it in the first place, and these kids are all educationally crippled. Now, that's not so bad for the women, because they're not even supposed to have much of an education. They're not supposed to go to college, and they're not even supposed to hold a job outside the home. And if she's unmarried, she's got to stay under her father's authority. Men are given so much power over their daughters that we can't be surprised when those daughters are sexually abused by these men. That's what history has shown happens when men have too much power over their daughters. Another thing that's common to all of these religious philosophies is the idea that lying is okay as long as it's in the name of Christ. It's godly lying. Priests committed godly lying when covering up the sex abuse of children in the church because it was protecting the church. If you believe your family is a representative of God, then it's okay to lie to protect your family, which is exactly what the Duggars have done over and over again, which is why we still are learning things about this story, because there's so many things that they've lied about. Thanks to further investigation from In Touch magazine, we now know that Josh Duggar confessed to his father on 3 separate occasions to many acts of sexual molestation. Now, based on piecing together the evidence last week, I reported that if the family was correct in that one of the victims asked the judge to destroy the records, then that would mean that he was molesting a 5-year-old. In Touch this week has verified that. Yes, he did molest his 5-year-old sister. And that takes us way out of the realm of kids playing around. Of course, this is all forced, so we know it wasn't kids playing around. He did this while they were sleeping in some cases. But when a 15-year-old molests a 5-year-old, you have a serious problem. Under the law in Arkansas, the parents were required to report this to authorities and to have some kind of intervention taking place. They did not do that. And how they got away with it, how the Duggars, the parents, committed a crime and got away with it, we still are not quite sure. And how it got all the way to the point where it was claimed, and this is still being disputed, that there was a statute of limitations so that the parents couldn't be prosecuted, even though they should have been. It is unclear how they got away with it. And it's fairly certain at this point, although we can't say absolutely, but it seems fairly certain that Josh got no help or counseling at all. And that the girls, who of course in this religion don't really matter that much, didn't get any help or counseling at all. What we now know is that the Duggars waited at least 16 months before contacting authorities. And all during this time, Josh was escalating with his behaviors. Under the law, for doing this, Jim Bob and his wife, Michelle, could have faced 6 years in prison. And of course, we know this was happening while Jim Bob was running for the Senate, while he was saying that incest should be punished as a capital crime. He knew, when he said that, that his son was molesting his daughters and other people's children. They did virtually nothing to protect their daughters. Therapists will have some questions. Did Josh Duggar act out this way because he himself was being molested? Because that's often how it happens. And since he got no treatment, are his own daughters, now one is 5 years old, the age when he began molesting, are his own daughters safe? And we don't know the answers to those questions. Josh Duggar and his mother Michelle Duggar and Jim Bob Duggar have all made a big deal about how dangerous homosexuals are for children. And all the while, the real danger to children has been the Duggar family.